Hello, audio boom, as we must call it now.
0 seconds or 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
Yes, it is a recording. That's okay. Just got the new app, 4.2. Just getting used to it. It's an age since I've posted an audio boo, by the way. So we're just doing this one here on the new app with all its new features and new layout. Of course, I like many held off updating until this point with all the apparent accessibility problems within it. But updated now on the say-so of all the good people in the VIP advisor channel, such as Claire and Paul and all the others. And on all that advice, on the iPad at least, I deselected all the categories and turned off the daily download, which I think you can do from settings. I did wonder if at any point you could, if you decided that you did want to receive any boos from any of those categories, if you could go and switch them back on. But when you go back into my categories with them all off, you just can't. So when I updated it on the iPhone, I still have a 5. I'm not going to be able to get a 6 or 6 Plus until the end of next summer. I left the sport category on and I think the entertainment category on. But as Claire was saying, you know, you really don't want space to be taken up by stuff that it might download each day. So I've left those categories on but turned the daily download off and the notification. I turned that off on both devices. So hopefully that won't take up too much space. I don't really see the point of the categories because I can't go into the category now, and see sort of what new sport boos have been updated or the latest ones. When I go into my categories, it just gives me the list of preferences again, whether I want to turn the category on or turn it off. I don't know if that's because I've turned the download off, but it is all a bit confusing. But anyway, this is mainly just a test to make sure if this works and if I can record with this new app. How do I actually stop recording with it?